But first, let's get to our Emily McCormick, who has been going through the jobs numbers to give us a synopsis and some of the important details from the report. Emily.
Well, Julie, a second month of disappointing payroll gains in the U.S. economy, non-farm payrolls rising by only 194,000 in September versus the 500,000 that consensus economists were expecting. We did get some upward revisions to the prior 2 months' payrolls, but again, still a disappointment when we take a look at the latest monthly data. Now, the biggest drag to September payrolls came from government jobs, with public sector payrolls dropping by a net 123,000. Now, local government education jobs specifically fell by 144,000. And the Labor Department did say in its report this morning that this drop does to some degree reflect distortions caused by seasonal adjustments in hiring for back to school season, since that did come in lower than expected this year versus previous years. Now, other areas of the report were slightly less bleak when it came to hiring trends. We saw that leisure and hospitality employment rose by 74,000 last month. That was nearly double the gain that we saw from August, although still weaker compared to some reports that we got previously earlier on this year. Now, retail as well as transportation and warehousing jobs each rose by about 50,000 each. And then taking a look elsewhere in this report, want to highlight that the unemployment rate did fall more than expected to 4.8%, although this positive development came alongside a disappointing drop in the labor force participation rate to 61.6% versus the 61.7% that we saw in August. Now, the size of the civilian labor force also actually contracted in September, whereas many economists had been expecting that to expand as more individuals were expected to come back into the workforce and seek jobs as Delta variant-related cases retreated from a summer peak. Now, in terms of what this all means for the Fed and monetary policy, of course, that's one big area that market participants were looking for in this report. For that, I do want to read one comment that I got from Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics this morning, who wrote, quote, "The disappointing gain in non-farm payrolls in September probably still counts as decent enough for the Fed to begin tapering its asset purchases next month. But alongside signs that activity growth is slowing sharply at the same time as worsening labor shortages are putting serious upward pressure on wage growth, it looks set to leave Fed officials in an uncomfortable position over the coming months." So a lot to digest, guys, in this morning's report, but a disappointing print across several of those big headline numbers, guys.
Yeah, most definitely. Thanks so much, Emily. And I really want to call out the disappointment numbers or the weakness in particular sectors, healthcare, which saw a decrease in jobs, and government education, both in the local, state, and also private education level, all of which saw contractions. As Brian Sozzi told us earlier, that was something that Goldman Sachs had flagged. And that's something to really continue to watch as we're seeing gains in pretty much all of the other areas. So definitely should keep an eye on that.